Day 218, Sunday, August 6th, Joshua 1. Joshua 1:1-18 NKJV. After the death of Moses the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses my servant is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon I have given you, as I said to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the camp and command the people, saying, prepare provisions for yourselves, for within 3 days you will cross over this Jordan, to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God is giving you to possess. And to the Reubenites, the Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh Joshua spoke, saying, remember the word which Moses the servant of the Lord commanded you, saying, the Lord your God is giving you rest and is giving you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and your livestock shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side of the Jordan. But you shall pass before your brethren armed, all your mighty men of valor, and help them, until the Lord has given your brethren rest, as he gave you, and they also have taken possession of the land which the Lord your God is giving them. Then you shall return to the land of your possession and enjoy it, which Moses the Lord's servant gave you on this side of the Jordan toward the sunrise. So they answered Joshua, saying, all that you command us we will do, and wherever you send us we will go. Just as we heeded Moses in all things, so we will heed you. Only the Lord your God be with you, as he was with Moses. Whoever rebels against your command and does not heed your words, in all that you command him, shall be put to death. Only be strong and of good courage. Daily Deep Dive. Introduction to the Book of Joshua. Here is the UCG introduction to the Book of Joshua. Jewish tradition attributes authorship of this book to Joshua, whose name it bears, a view accepted almost universally by Bible commentators. Later editors evidently made a few additions, such as the description of Joshua's death. Traditionally, the Old Testament is divided into three sections: the Law, Prophets and Writings, or Psalms, so named from the first book of that section. In fact, Jesus himself confirmed this three-part division. Compare Luke 24:44. According to the Jews, who have preserved the Hebrew Scriptures, Romans 3:1-2, the book of Joshua is the first book of the section called the Prophets. It deals with Joshua's tenure as Israel's leader and the Israelites' conquest of the land of Canaan. Joshua first appeared in Exodus 17:9 as the man Moses chose to lead the battle against Amalek. He was Moses' assistant and accompanied him part of the way up Mount Sinai when Moses met with God, Exodus 24:13, Exodus 32:15-17. He had a special relationship with both Moses and God, Exodus 33:11, Numbers 11:28. He was Ephraim's representative sent to spy out the land of Canaan, and, along with Caleb, brought back a favorable, though unpopular, report about the land, Numbers 13-14. God specifically chose him to succeed Moses as Israel's leader, who would lead them into the promised land, Numbers 27:12-23. In Deuteronomy 31:7, he is told by Moses to be strong and of good courage, and God states it himself in Deuteronomy 31:23. Now, as Joshua takes over as leader of the tribes of Israel, God repeats the exhortation several more times, Joshua 1:6, 7, 9, 18. The Hebrew name Joshua or Yahashua, meaning the eternal is salvation, occurs in the Greek New Testament as Jesus, transliterated into Latin as Jesus or Jesus. Interestingly, many symbols and types in the book of Joshua correspond to the New Testament picture of Jesus Christ leading his people into a spiritual promised land, inheriting the kingdom, and overcoming evil along the way. Hebrews 3-4 specifically compares the entry and settling of the physical promised land with resting on God's weekly Sabbath and with entry into God's kingdom, calling all three things God's rest. Compare Joshua 1:13, Joshua 1:15, Joshua 11:23, Joshua 14:15, Joshua 21:44, Joshua 22:4, Joshua 23:1. As you read the book, see what other parallels you can discover. And, according to the Archaeological Study Bible, Zondervan, the previous military superpowers, Hittites, Babylonians, Egyptians, no longer had a significant presence. Instead, the Israelites would have to confront a number of independent city-states or groupings of states. It continues, Canaanite culture was thriving during this period of the Late Bronze Age, as illustrated by thousands of artifacts, as well as by the excavated ruins of the ancient kingdom of Ugarit, tombs, altars, and pagan temples. Some of the major themes of this book include God fighting for his people and God's faithfulness to his promises. Additionally, the book is made up of four major sections. 1. Entrance to the Land, chapters 1 through 5:12. 2. Narratives of Conquest, 5:13 through chapter 12. 3. Allotment of Land, chapters 13 through 21. 4. Covenant Matters, chapters 22 through 24. We should understand that while some verses in Joshua seem to say that the entire land was conquered, for example Joshua 11:23, 21:43-45, we must balance these thoughts with other scriptures that show there was additional work to be done. Compare Joshua 13:1-6, 17:12-13, 18:2-3, 23:4-5, 13. This also aligns with Judges 1. It seems logical that through Joshua, God took control of the power in the region, even if not every area was under Israel's control. As we read this book, notice whose military strategy is on display. They are God's strategies, not Joshua's. God is the one who brought about the victory, and it was his instructions that humans carried out. Chapter 1. The UCG reading plan for this chapter states, in verses 12 to 15, Joshua reminds the tribes who settled on the east of the Jordan of their promise to accompany the rest of the Israelites in their conquest of the promised land. Compare Numbers 32, Deuteronomy 3:12-22. They willingly carry out their responsibility, for which Joshua commends them when he gives them leave to return to their homes several years later, Joshua 22 1-4. Nevertheless, they did not leave their wives and children undefended while they were away. From Numbers 26, we can estimate the number of those who were able to go to war from Reuben, Gad and half of Manasseh is somewhere around 110,000. Joshua 4:12-13 says only about 40,000 accompanied their brethren over the Jordan, leaving nearly two-thirds of the men behind to take care of the families. Very likely, only those with the fewest family ties and those most eager to participate, Joshua 1:16-18, crossed the Jordan, following the principles given in Deuteronomy 25-8. And, verse 5, what a promise to Joshua, as I was with Moses, so I shall be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. This promise is stated in the New Testament to God's faithful people in Hebrews 13:5. This should provide comfort and courage to all faithful Christians. Verses 7 and 8, our strength and courage come from knowing that the all-powerful God is with us as we are obedient and faithful to following God's commands.